Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Richard. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rudy Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Geddes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Geddes. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Muser reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borgman juggles the ball. That's an error on Borgman. Reichardt moves to second. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. Reichardt moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Jim Geddes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman fires to third and picks off Reichardt. Two outs. Jim Geddes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geddes hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to second for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Orta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Geddes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geddes is 0 for 1 in the game. Geddes bunts in front of the plate. Borgman juggles the ball. That's an error on Borgman. Brinkman moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Brinkman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Braun hits a line drive towards center. Richard catches it and throws to home to double up Carew. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Holt moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Geddes juggles the ball. That's an error on Geddes. Holt scores. Thompson moves to third. Borgman moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reichardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing left field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Lemons now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to third. Carew moves to second. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Holt. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Braun hits a fly ball towards right. Little catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Renick now playing left field. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John Stone. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bry strikes out. Two outs. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Dave Lemons. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-3 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Little reaches second base with a double. Horta moves to third. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Jay Johnstone. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Dan Neumeyer now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Neumeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neumeyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-4 in the game. Richard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Rick Renick. Terry Forster now pitching. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Charlie Manuel. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Steve Braun. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.